dedicate this episode to me because it's my birthday today.
My motherfucking birthday.
My motherfucking birthday. How was your week?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember anything. My brain doesn't fucking work. Probably because of lack of blood to it.
I'm going to say, are you feeling better at all? Or, like, how's this?
I feel the same. That's about it. I mean, what did I do? I don't even remember anything that I did. Oh, I went back to the doctor. Wait, did I?
I don't know your life.
No, yes, I did. I went back to the doctor. My blood was still, of course, the same fucking levels. It was at 6.5. They prescribed me 325 milligrams of iron 3 times a day.
Oh, shit.
And some fucking colace to combat diarrhea. I mean,
constipation. Iron makes you constipated for sure.
And apparently I also have an infection. I haven't started the antibiotics yet because I can't drink on it. So he was like, you know, don't drink while you're taking it. And 3 days after. So I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, well, I'll start that shit on Monday.
Because it's my birthday and we gon' party.
Oh my God. Today I started fucking, I started rewatching that documentary, Abducted in Plain Sight. Because I watched it like back in 2017 when it came out. But I forgot all the weird ass fucking details about this fucking kidnapping, this guy and the girl and like, so fucking weird.
He like ingratiated himself with their family or something like that, right?
He was their neighbor and like he would go and go, you know, to their house all the time and play with their daughter and like take her places. And like he ended up having an affair with the dad and with the mom. And he made her, the girl, Jan Broberg was her name, made her think that she was abducted by aliens and made her think that she was had a mission to marry and conceive a baby with him. It's a total fucking weird story. And I'm just like, what?
Who does this?
And they were, you know, the parents were like, they didn't cut off contact. I mean, he kidnapped her twice. They didn't cut off contact with him the first fucking time after he kidnapped her. And God, this whole, and I was just like, and I'm thinking like, because, you know, they're just telling the story. But they're not, like, examining, why was I so gullible to believe that this person wasn't what he was, which was a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
And just, ugh. The whole thing is just fucked up. And I was just, and I was watching it, and I was like, what the fuck? Ah, but how was your week?
It was fucking amazing. It's my birthday week, son. I'm just cleaning up after my birthday party. Nice little gathering of bodies. Haven't had some of that happen in a really long time. So keep your judgment to yourself. I'm not really interested in it, but, we had a really good time and we definitely needed it. Like the kids were just like, oh, hi, new kids. Hello. They just had a really good time. I'm happy to see like my friends that came and you and family and stuff. I had a fun time. And yeah, lots of good food.
Probably don't need to do that for another 2 years or so.
Right?
I'm too old for this
shit. Okay. Yeah, but I don't think I could do these all the time. So, because mama's tired. And if I'm going to stay fabulous, I can't be working myself too hard like that no more. But it was a good time this week. Was just really prepping for today.
I know, yeah, I haven't seen you all week.
I've been busy doing things. I think I went to the store 7 times this past week. Like, every day I went to the fucking store. I was like, oh, I need to go to this store and get this. Oh, I need to go buy some weed. Oh, I need to buy some food.
Buy some weed.
There's all kinds of stores for all of your needs, and I went to all of them. But, I mean, other than that, I'm happy that I made it to 39. A lot of people can't say that.
I know.
And thank you guys for being here to celebrate with us.
Yeah.
And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches.
East Bolt Bitches. And hello. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, leave us a review, meet us online, go to our website, bookoflifespodcast.com. You can listen to all our previous episodes. I really need to update the collaborations page, so check that out. And meet us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bookoflicepodcast. Hang out with us there, please. Give us $2. What do you get for $2, you ask? Early episodes, commercial-free episodes, stickers, and love notes. It's an exciting time.
Or give us $20,000, because apparently it's easier to get that out of people instead of $2.
For real, for real. I've got a nice investment. I can turn that $20,000 into $100,000. Just let me hang on to it.
For 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. You willing to take that bet? Don't do it.
I don't know, but what are we talking about today, Sunny?
Oh, yes. What are we talking about today? So today, I got this story from Serial Swindlers from Amazon. That series I said I found and, like, never went back and watched anything. The topic today, we're talking about Achilles Kalakis.
A Greek person.
He's Greek, yes. And it's him and he has a partner, but we're going to talk about it. So Achilles Michaelis Kalakis was born Stephanos Kalakis on September 3rd, 1963. And he is of Greek descent, but he was born in West London, living in a place called Ealing, or something like that. Ealing. Yeah, his father was a port captain and once ran an unsuccessful nightclub in Liverpool.
Unsuccessful. The Beatles didn't go there.
No, they didn't. But in the interview, they were interviewing some people from Liverpool, and they sounded like Beatles. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they were just terrible.
Yeah. They have a very distinct accent.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool.
He is the nephew of shipping magnate Lou Kalakis. And the dude's fucking rich.
They're all shipping magnates.
Well, I think this guy, he wanted to be, like, he used his name and his uncle's success to swindle people. So he did go to college. He went to the University of Beckenham, where he met his future partner in crime, Martin Lewis. I also got some of these notes from Wikipedia. I got some from the Serious Fraud Office or something like that. And
Serious Fraud Office.
Yeah, there's a thing called the Serious Fraud Office. It's in the UK. the Serious Fraud Agency, I think that's what they're called. So I checked that out, too. So I found a nice little well of stories to tap into. So I sent myself some shit. So I was doing work. I also worked on this episode. So that's what I was doing this week. You're welcome.
Yeah, I saw your email.
Read my emails.
I saw it. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
But I will.
So he meets his partner, Martin Lewis. And sometime in 1995, Kalakis married his wife, Pamela A. Stachowski. Oh, yeah. Stachowski.
Stachowski.
So he literally finds a partner in crime, and him and his partner decide to. So at the time, he's still going by Stephanos.
Okay.
And his partner's going by their legal names.
Just because you change your first name.
Martin Lewis, right? No, he changes the spelling of his name, too.
Oh, God.
But I'll tell you why. So they decide to start fucking the most dupable people, the most gullible people, Americans.
So that's messed up.
They started.
Like, those fucking Americans.
Fucking idiots,
let's
right?
Screw them over.
They started selling titles to Americans, claiming that they could be lords and ladies and dukes and whatnot. That
you
they
can,
could,
actually, if you buy land in Ireland.
Hang on. Let me finish.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm like, it's a thing. You can
it
do
is
it.
A thing, but not what they were doing.
Okay.
They were selling fake titles, bogus titles. So they would go manor roll titles. And they would just reach out to them and sell it to them. And like they said, senators and shit thought they could buy their way into royalty.
Oh, God.
And he
it's
would
just
go over
the
there.
Title. It's not an actual, like.
Well. That's not how they were selling it.
Okay.
And so he would go over there and knight people with a fucking sword.
Wait.
He would go to America.
What did they think he was?
that he had the power to do this.
Oh, God. They're so dumb.
Right?
Yeah, that's... God damn it. This is why, one of those things, like, I love this country, but, like, Americans are kind of dumb.
We're gullible. We're very gullible.
Like, we think we're so fucking smart, but, man, people who think they can possibly get some sort of, like, fucking nobility or some sort of status are fucking climbers. They are the dumbest people.
Well, that's who he was fucking over in 1995.
God, okay.
So this is his first dance with fraud. So, of course, they got caught because the shit's bullshit.
Right.
So in May of 1995, they got hit with the fraud situation, right? And so they changed their name after that.
Oh, okay.
And
so they, like, well, no, it was 95, so it wasn't really, the internet wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, people who had access to certain things could find out that, okay, I shouldn't trust this guy. So right. He changed his name.
Right. So he was spelling his name. Well, his name was originally spelled K-O-L-L-A-K-I-S. And then he changed his name to Kalakis, K-A-L-L-A-K-I-S. So he turned that O into an A. And then he decided to call himself Achilles Kalakis. And then his partner, whose name was Martin Lewis, changed his name to Alex Martin Williams.
Okay.
Fucking weirdos, right? But these guys, they were smart because apparently they had the largest... I'm not going to ruin the story for you. Hang on, let me just keep going. So, just kidding. So, around this time, I think they started getting all their ducks in a row. They used to fuck with the Panama Papers guy, Fonseca and Mossack Fonseca. Do you remember that from the Panama Papers? It was Antonio Banderas and what's his name?
Yeah.
So, and you remember what they were doing, right? So they were setting up shell companies and addresses, and they were having people act as CEOs and sign documents and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So they were using them as a company. So they were using their services.
Okay.
So they set up,
installing people.
Panama Papers, Mossack Fonseca used by Greek who cheated the AIB. So check out our episode of Panama Papers, by the way. It's great. So what they did was they created a bunch of shell companies and all that stuff. So I'm thinking that's taking place around 2006 because they say in the early 2000s, Kalakis and Williams began a new fraud. They were using various aliases using the services of Fonseca and Mossack from the Panama Papers, various aliases, offshore trusts, fake references, and all this stuff. They created just like easy template shit to borrow money from banks. They were like, hey, bank, we need all this money.
Hey, bank.
We've got this company as a guarantor. And, you know, this is my money line and this is blah, blah, blah. They created a huge web. With this money, Achilles, he started buying up property in London. So he was buying buildings. He was buying storefronts. And then all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere. They're like, oh, yeah, he owns this street. He owns this street. This guy is legit. He used this money that he got from these banks fraudulently to charter helicopters to carry him around. He had a personal chauffeur.
Oh,
he was living fat and he was very generous with people that he wanted stuff from, which you usually are.
Yeah.
Because he's building this facade that he is just dripping it, like money everywhere, wealth, and that he's coming in and he's going to be making all these deals, right? So he bought buildings to let the British Home Office and what the fuck? He bought buildings to let the British Home Office in Croydon and the headquarters of the Telegraph Media Group at 111 Buckingham Palace Road in Victoria, which he purchased from the Barclays brothers in 2007.
Okay.
So he owned 31 Brompton Square. He bought that in the mid-2000s for $28
million
and had the entire garden dug out to the depth of 30 feet to build a 3-story basement.
What a cocksucker.
And then he abandoned the project.
So I'm just wasting money on bullshit.
Apparently he bought a storefront, right? In Liverpool.
In Liverpool.
And they said he was a piece of shit.
Like, he sounds like it.
He was just a fuck face. Like, he was, I don't want, like, the lady had the entry ray or whatever you call it. Foyer, I guess, where people come in. And
of what?
Of a, like a storefront type thing. It was a bunch of different storefronts. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, he became the owner of it. And she had it set up a certain way. He was like, no, I want lilacs or something in here. And she's like, yeah, we can't get lilacs here. She's not going to work.
They don't grow here.
And he's like, you know, fuck your feelings, bitch. I want fucking flowers. And this, that, that. Apparently, he put people in place to manage his business who were straight pieces of shit.
Oh, God.
Just to ruin people's days and just make everything difficult.
Yeah. So he's just one of those assholes that just... Wherever I go, shit is going to follow.
And he was the shit, and it was following for sure. So he would do all these things when he would buy these buildings, right? Because he has all this money.
What a dick.
He lived very luxuriously. He had a gambling problem. So they got him on, like, video. You could see his fucking fat face. And he's just, like, you know, gambling on TV. It's dumb.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of CCTV in the UK.
But he was, like, playing professional poker, and his name was up there. Like, I guess they used to call him, like, the boss or the Don or something like that. I think his name was the Don. Ugh. And
that was his poker name.
Yeah, but all this money that he amassed was based on fraud.
Yeah.
Like, he got this money fraudulently.
From banks.
From banks, yes. So he was in the casinos. He owned cars. Oh, he said he bought one of those buildings, like, he won it in a card game. Or something. Who knows? He had a Bentley, of course. Who doesn't have a Bentley, right? A Ferrari.
Yeah, who doesn't have a
Mercedes?
My Bentley's in the driveway right now.
Mm-hmm. He falsely claimed to be the ambassador of the Republic of San Marino. He would say, oh, yeah, you know, he made a bunch of shit up. He made a bunch of stuff up, and he was getting away with it. So he was in the process of getting loans from other people. Like, he was getting loans from the Irish bank. They gave him a lot of money, and he was just living his best life, and there was no question.
On borrowed money.
On borrowed money, because they felt like the backer was going to back it up, and he was paying Peter to, you know, Paul.
Okay, what was he doing with these buildings, though? Like, was he using them as store? Like,
he would just own the building. So all the people would still stand there, and they would pay him rent.
Okay.
So it's just a part of his portfolio.
So he was making money.
It's a part of his portfolio.
Off of the buildings. Like, mm-hmm. you know, having tenants and whatnot.
But he was a shit owner.
Yeah.
Right?
So he was probably a fucking slumlord. Probably. Let the buildings, like, fall to fucking dilapidation. And fucking people were like, we have rats and our heaters don't work. And
well,
you
he
need
dug
to do
that
something.
Three-story basement and abandoned it in 2008.
Yeah. That's
right?
Fucking stupid.
Well, also in 2008, guess what else happened in 2008?
The crash.
The crash happened in 2008. I feel like the crash brought everybody down, because it did start in the UK. Their office, there was like an accident, the shit got closed or something, and then the points dropped, and then it rolled over to the US. So all that brought down his house of cards. Right? So what happened was, so the fraud got discovered in 2008 when a German bank did some background checks on Kallakis after the Allied Irish banks attempted to sell some of the loans that he had made to them. Okay. Because I guess banks sell their loans to get their money and, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
So the Germans are like, oh, not today. They did background checks on him. They found out that he had his name changed. Mm-hmm. They found out who he really was. And then all these people are coming out of the woodworks. Like, this fucking guy, like, he's a fraudster. He's a horrible person.
Like, not only is he a fraudster, but he's not even a likable fraudster.
He's not even a likable fraudster.
He's just a dick.
But him and his partner were doing this together. So him and his buddy, they were working hand in hand. They're like, oh, well, we just have to have our guarantor sign this. So they would bring in actors to pretend to work for certain companies that they had made up in the Fonseca shit.
The fuck?
Uh-huh. Because I'm thinking, right? It's making sense to me now. When I used to work at J2... people would call and set up phone numbers and, you know, pretend to be the water company, the electric company and stuff like that to trick people to call and give the information. Kind of like the spam calls that you get, those auto dials, and like, oh, press one to connect or something. It's a fucking phone fuckery. But I'm sure they did that, created fake numbers, websites, the phones would redirect to certain people, and they were in control of everything that was happening. They were sneaky. They were sneaky as hell, but they made a lot of fucking money. Like, his portfolio was nasty. like almost $1 billion of property that he had owned. So anyway,
God, you know, that's just fucking disgusting. Like, honestly, you, if you're, okay, so he was buying up residential properties. And
commercial.
And, okay. Because I'm like, what was you doing with the commercial properties? But if he, you know, the people that were, like, in these spaces renting, you know, whatever these buildings, I mean, you know, the, like, office spaces or whatnot are still paying him rent, then he's making money off of these. He could easily pay back those loans with the money that he's making off of these properties.
But he, not if you're, not if you got a helicopter coming to get you, not if you got drivers, not
if you're, instead of doing all that shit,
you're taking people to fucking, Dubai, and, you know, bank people, you're trying to buy their favor. Schmoozing it. He was doing all of those things. Ew. He was getting in good with the right people, he thought, but was treating everybody around him like shit. Everybody. Like
dog shit. And they were probably taking it, too, because he had money.
He had money, because people were like, who is this guy? But he owns all this stuff? Are you kidding? Okay, I guess we have to be nice to him? I don't know. He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. So, when the German bank started doing the background checks, this is when all this had happened, right? And he got money from other banks, too. He got loans from Bank of Scotland, Irish Bank, Allied Irish Banks. And they found out that all of the documents were falsified when they actually tried to talk to people at the companies. They were like, hey, you're listed. We don't know who that is. Who is that? Didn't you? Nope.
Okay, so the actors that were no longer playing their roles.
Yeah, when it was like in-person meetings, then he would use the actors.
But he didn't have a phone number set up to go to them, and so they could, or somebody, or, you
know. But not if I'm doing my actual research and I'm going to the real fucking website, not a phone number that you've put down.
Right.
Okay. And I'm looking for the right person. Yeah. No. You can get away with it for so long, right?
Bunch of fucks.
Yeah, so the scam involved the use of an array of British Virgin Islands firms that were used not just to buy property, but also the private jet and a yacht. He bought a super yacht. It couldn't, like, he, like, converted, I think, like, a monster ferry or something. What do you
need a yacht for? Like, that is so stupid. If you're not going to live on it, then what do you need it for? You can charter. Why are you buying yachts? I don't understand. The upkeep on a yacht is fucking, it's more than fucking a mortgage. It's so stupid.
But if you are shitting out money left and right, why not buy a super yacht?
Like, be fucking savvy about your money. Don't be, well, he didn't deserve the money anyway, but.
It was all fraud.
I'm just saying, like, people who have yachts and shit are those people that have money to waste. And they don't, you know, like, how about you invest in a school or something? Like, put that money to good use, not fucking to play around and go fucking, oh, I'm gonna come on my yacht.
Ugh. Yeah, so they didn't just get loans, like I said, from AIB, the Allied Irish Bank. When amassing a huge portfolio of property in London, because the Panama Papers leak, that also kind of like, oh, you're also involved with this. Because when the Germans were like, this guy's full of shit, then they went for him. The serious fraud department, or whatever you want to call them, they started an investigation. And then they were just like, this is bullshit. All this stuff is going on around here. So on trial, they went on trial. And so the fraud was found out in 2008, right? And then they were using documents from the period of 2003 to 2008 to get multi-million dollar pound loans that were used to buy...
Multi-million dollar pound.
multi-million pound loans that were used to buy property in London and fund lavish lifestyles. The court was told another party to the scam was a Swiss lawyer who was the Mossack Fonseca, you know, people. But Achilles, he was like, nah, man, I didn't do that. That didn't happen. This is nope. That I did this the right way, and blah 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 on trial, and kept a straight face, and he really thought he was gonna win and get off.
Deny till you die.
Deny it till you die, bruh. Deny it till you die. Well, he tried to deny it till he died, but look at him.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking garbage piece of shit.
Look at this.
He looks like a sweaty, greasy, like, fucking pig. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
He doesn't even, like, you know how, like, there's some people that are overweight that they carry themselves very well? He doesn't even, like,
no,
look he, like, he looks look like good. A nasty slob.
So they found all the he documents. Looks
like he stinks.
Well, he does look like he stinks. Like, oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Just imagine somebody stinks, and this is what this guy looks like. So, since the Panama Papers leaked, they had documents that had all of their signatures on it. So there was an email string from January 2006 that shows messages from a law firm in London to Williams asking for attached documents to be signed by the... he created all these fucking trusts, and he was sitting on boards, but they were all fake. So there was a big fucking circle jerk.
Yeah.
And so when they found the document saying, hey, you need to sign this document for a $18.25 million loan, that was the application to the Barclays for the purchase of the Brook Street in London. And so they're like, all of this stuff points to you, bro. Like, we've got the papers. We know what you've done. Just suck it up. And he was just like, nope, didn't do it. So they found him guilty. He got...
Trash box.
He got... I think he got 8 years. He got 7 years. And then they were like, well, you need to pay some money back. And he was like, no.
Pay restitution, motherfucker.
And then they gave him like extra like 11 years, I think. He's like, no, I'm not going
to
do
it. He was like, no, I'm not paying. Okay, cool. You can go back. You can go to prison for 11 more years.
Take your ass to jail. Take your punk ass to jail.
Dumb shit.
So in 2003, he was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. And his partner, Williams, got 5 years for defrauding the Bank of Scotland. And the Allied Irish banks and other lenders. And then after that, they got hit with more years. Kallakis did. So he got like 11 years on top of that. So I think he got like 18 years. Oh, yeah. The German bank, they got a PI. That's how they found all that stuff out. They're like, let me just do some research on this motherfucker right here.
Mm.
Yeah. He was selling Lordships of the Manor. That's what it's called. Lordships of the Manor.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Well, the real office... They were like, we get calls all the time from Americans and people all over the place, even people in different countries. So it's not just Americans that are gullible. Other countries are gullible, too. But they would get, like, letters or saying, hey, you know, don't we own this? And I'm this. I'm trying to take this. And they're like, no, this is fake. This is not real.
Like, been okay, duped years ago. If you buy land in Ireland or Scotland, you're just called a lord because or a lady because you own the land. So you're the lord of that land that you own. That's it.
So
you're not
I'm
a lord, like, you're not an actual, like, a royalty, you're not a fucking count, you're not a fucking viscount, you're just a fucking landowner, that's what they call landowners there.
So I'm a lady of my land, huh?
Right.
I'm the lady of Hepburn Manor. I'm the lady of California.
Yeah, they're just called homeowners. But, I mean, so people are dumb as fuck.
Yeah. I think it's funny that this guy, and they said that this case really brought to attention how easy it is to defraud banks and shit, because he just put this array of all this stuff together and built this web of deceit. You know what I'm saying? He really did.
Yeah. I mean, I got to hand it to you, because that's a lot more effort than I'm willing to go through to do shit like that. Like, anything. I don't even fucking, like, want to fight with the freaking California tax franchise people that are like, oh, I need you to send me your daughter's birth certificate and social security card. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. So, I mean, you know, and that's for some valid shit. So, you know, imagine.
Fuck you guys.
Like, ugh. I have to go find documents now? Oh, fuck that. But it's just like, damn.
Okay, so it was the largest mortgage fraud in the UK at its time, and I think ever right now, 760 million. And he was called Britain's most successful serial confidence trickster. He's 52 years old, and I think he's still in jail.
Good. Stay there forever.
Going to jail, you dumb fuck.
I'm going to prison, you shithole.
Ooh, a shithole.
Did we talk about Billy McFarland getting put in fucking solitary?
For being on the internet, right?
For being on that podcast.
Doing the podcast, yeah. We did talk about that when it happened. Why?
Somebody, you know how like on fucking Twitter, they repost old shit? And I came across it. I was like, yeah, I feel like we talked about this.
We did. We definitely mentioned. We break the hot news here, guys. R.I.P. to DMX, 50 years old, sad, lost his battle with addiction.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's very sad. It sucks. People are dying out there. So, guys, you're not promised anything. So live your best. Yeah. All right.
But don't OD on stuff.
Don't OD on stuff and don't be dickheads to people just because you were a dickhead. Like, be a dickhead to yourself and don't share it with other people. You know what I'm saying? You get it. You understand what I'm trying to say?
What?
I'm just saying, just because you want to be, if you're suffering, don't make other people suffer.
I think he wasn't suffering. He was just an asshole. Like, he was probably one of those people who thought that the world owed him something, and so he was just a fucking asshole.
Kalakis, he just wanted money. He just wanted to live high. Like, it's just a status thing.
But, I mean, I hate to break it to you, but there are wealthy people that are very nice.
Yeah.
And then there's people that make wealthy people look bad like him. Mm-hmm. And you're not even a wealthy person. You stole money from a bank.
Yes, you did.
Like, you didn't, you might not have broken into the bank or fucking robbed the bank that way, but you did definitely fucking steal money from a bank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you fucking piece of shit.
You bank robber? Robbing banks the easy way, huh? It's not that easy, all the stuff that they had to go through, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Just to create this facade.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't, like, that's just too much effort for me. Like, I would be a lazy criminal, and I'd probably not immediately, because it's just, I don't have that amount of dedication to, like, go through all that stuff. But I guess if, well, how much money was it?
Almost over 700 million pounds.
Yeah, I guess if 700 million pounds, or dollars in our case, is worth that.
760 million. That's a lot of money. I'm not sure what the conversion rate is, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I just don't want to do it. Like, sorry. Hey, I need you to fill out these forms and then make this and do that. And then, like, you got to... Fuck it. No. I'm not doing it. Sorry. You can keep your fucking money.
Oh, yeah. But, it was an interesting story, so I thought I should bring it to you guys. It's my birthday. I watched it earlier. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, and he looks like one.
He does look like a big old turd, just walking around.
He looks like a fucking, like, he looks like one of them pink pigs on a fucking cartoon.
All right, Brandy, do you have a thumbs up for the week?
Oh, God, I have to go back to the doctor this week, get a fucking ultrasound. So, my thumbs up for the week is that hopefully... shit just gets better for my blood.
I'm going to buy you some tea. Some blood tea.
Some blood tea.
Here, drink this blood tea, Brandy.
Ew.
Gross, right?
What's your thumbs up?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm going to go drink some more Prosecco, and then I'm going to play softball. And hopefully I don't get sick. But it should be a really good time.
Mm.
Yeah, man, I'm just like, honestly, I really don't do any work this week at all. I don't want to do fucking shit.
Did you, can you, like, make, like, take vacation days on your...
Yeah, I've got a lot.
Yeah, do that.
I might.
Or do you have to schedule it in advance?
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was like, because you're not exactly, you don't have to go in there and, like, punch a clock or whatever.
Yeah, I'm taking the day off. Tuesday, I'm taking, today, guys, I'm off. So, let us know you're listening to this episode and reach out and say hi, or happy birthday, or hi, or happy birthday. One of those. That's all I
want. Say what's that?
Say what up. But I mean, that's about it, man. We're just plugging along. We're in Q2 of 2021, and I think there is a brighter side coming. Oh, I got my first vaccination shot this past week. So.
Okay, how did you schedule yours? Because I tried to schedule mine, and I was like, no.
I'll show you. look at. I'll show you what to do.
It was like, sorry, no.
You don't qualify?
Yeah.
Nah, girl. I got you. All right. Other than that, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for celebrating with me and us and the podcast. And if you like this episode, leave us a review.
Yeah. Leave
us a review. Come back. Join us. Subscribe. Do all the things. And visit our website, bookoflicepodcast.com. Connect with us on Twitter at Book of Lice Pod, Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lice Podcast. We would love to hear from you. And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. Podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nicholas Haskins, host of the 5th annual live stream for The Cure. This year, podcast partners and content creators from all over the world will join me from May 19th to the 23rd to try to raise $15,000 for the Cancer Research Institute. Each year, I am reminded time and again of the incredible power and compassion of the indie creators, audiences, and podcasters who set aside their time, energy, and money to make this event a success. I am overwhelmed again this year with an outpouring of support and passion from others who are dedicated to the goal of a future immune to cancer, and wanted to take a moment while you're listening to this show and say, thank you. Thank you, and I'm so eternally grateful for you. I like to say together, we can make a difference. And because of you, we have. From the bottom of my heart and from the entire team that makes Livestream for the Cure possible, thank you. To learn more about this year's event, please visit livestreamforthecure.com.